3, 2, 1. Thank you, and good morning, and welcome once again to this radio program. Glad that you're listening this morning, and it is our prayer that you might receive a blessing from hearing the Word of God today. We do want to take this opportunity to invite you to come to the services at the Independence Baptist Church in Forestdale, Missouri. Have our Sunday school beginning this morning at 10 o'clock with regular classes for all ages, and we'd love for you to come. Bring your Bibles, your families, and be in the house of God and learn of Him. Our regular preaching service begins this morning about 11 o'clock, and so we invite you to come to this service. And then at 4 o'clock this afternoon, we meet again that we might worship the Lord in spirit and in truth. And then on Wednesday night, we have our midweek Bible study beginning at 7 o'clock. So we invite you to come to all these services and trust that you will. This morning, we'd like to speak on the subject, what does the Bible say about the use of tobacco? What does the Bible say about the use of tobacco? Our scripture will be Romans chapter 12 and verse 1. And in it, by way of introduction, let us say that we are not going to read to you a verse of scripture that says, "Thou shalt not use tobacco." We're not going to read to you a verse of scripture that says, "Thou shalt use tobacco," because there's no verse like that in the Bible. Also, I will not read to you a verse of scripture that says, "Thou shalt not use marijuana," or "Thou shalt not use cocaine." I mean, we know that that's not God-honoring. And so those people that are looking for a Bible verse that will condemn or approve of their use of tobacco or drugs or dancing or drinking or anything else, you won't find it, because it's just not there. You see, the Bible is not just a list of do's and don'ts. Now, I know that there's do's and don'ts in the Bible, but God wants us to understand the principle of godly living. That's why that He didn't just write down a big, long list of things that we were not to do or things that we were to do. He wants us to willingly give our lives to Him. And so now, what are the principles involved in the use of tobacco? First of all, let's read Romans chapter 12 and verse 1. The Bible said, "I beseech you therefore, brethren, by the mercies of God, that ye present your bodies a living sacrifice, holy, acceptable unto God, which is your reasonable service. And be not conformed to this world, but be ye transformed by the renewing of your mind, that you may prove what is that good and acceptable and perfect will of God." Now, the Bible says very plainly here that we ought to give our bodies as a living sacrifice unto God. That we ought to change our minds about what things are and look at things the way God says that they are. The Bible says that we ought to prove what is good and acceptable and what is the perfect will of God. And so this morning, let's look at the principles involved in the use of tobacco, whether you're smoking, dipping, or chewing. Let's look at what the Bible says. We have 5 points we want to bring out. Point number one, is the use of tobacco from God or Satan? Now, this is really a bold-faced question, but let me ask you this morning, did the first use of tobacco come at the suggestion of God, or was it at the suggestion of Satan? What was the first time you were introduced to tobacco? And you can go back in your mind and find for yourself when you were first introduced to the use of tobacco. Was it at church? Might have been. But was it from God? Do you use tobacco in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ? Or whenever you light up or get you a plug to chew, are you able to say, I'm doing this in the power of Jesus Christ? Or do you just do it in the power of the flesh? Does the Spirit of God lead you to use tobacco? Of course, the book of Romans chapter 8 and verse 5 tells us that we ought to mind the things of the... Not to mind those things of the flesh, but to mind those things that be of God. And so, does the Spirit of God lead us to use tobacco, or is it simply a habit that we get into? Does the use of tobacco put young people into the best company or into the questionable company? And we're saying this because there's a lot of sins that start with simply the use of tobacco. And sometimes it doesn't go any further than that. Sometimes people just smoke and that's all that they do. And then there's people that begin to use tobacco and the first thing you know, they've done a lot of other things that they ought not do. Would Christ have used tobacco? Can you thank God that you use tobacco? The Bible said in the book of 1 Corinthians chapter 10, verse 31, that we ought to do all things for the glory of God. Can you this morning, if you're using tobacco, can you thank God that you use tobacco? Would Christ have used tobacco? Would, if you use tobacco, would you be like Jesus Christ? Does the use of tobacco belong to a separated people, a people separated from the world by the cross of Jesus Christ? The Bible said in 1 Corinthians chapter 6 and verse 19, your body is the temple of the Holy Ghost which you have in you. Does the use of tobacco belong to the Holy Spirit of God? These are just some small principles, and this is just the first point. Is the use of tobacco from God or from Satan? Point number two. Some people okay tobacco by comparing the use of tobacco with overeating. You know, somebody would say, well, it's just a sin for people to overeat, and it's just a sin for me to use tobacco, and they're all the same thing. Let's think about that just a minute. Is the intense craving for tobacco a natural God-given hunger? And you know it's not. It is natural for the body to crave food, but it's unnatural for the body to crave a substance that is actually a poison. Is the use of tobacco, is it really nourishment for your body? The book of Matthew chapter 6, verse 11 says that we ought to ask God for our daily food and know that God would provide our daily food. Can we ask God to give us tobacco in the same way that we would ask God to give us our natural food? Point number three. Somebody would say, well, it's nobody's business but mine. You know, I would imagine that whenever I began this, someone would say, well, now that preacher has stopped preaching and gone to meddling. Well, we don't intend to. But, you know, somebody does say, well, it's nobody's business but mine, and you just leave me alone. You know what the Bible said in the book of 1 Corinthians chapter 6 and verse 20? The Bible said, for you are bought with a price. Therefore glorify God in your body and in your spirit, which are God's. So I'm not my own. I'm bought with a price. I belong to God. And so it is somebody's business what I do. It's God's business. Romans chapter 14, verse 7 says, for none of us liveth to himself, and no man dieth to himself. And so, I know that some things are my business, but then there's parts of me that affect other people. And I don't want to offend anyone else. I don't want to offend my God. Romans 14, verse 21 says, it is good neither to eat flesh, nor to drink wine, nor anything whereby thy brother stumbleth, or is offended, or is made weak. So we don't want to offend. Somebody said, oh, it's nobody's business but mine. That's not what God said. God said you affect those that are around you. Romans chapter 15, verse 3, the Bible said, "For even Christ pleased not himself, but as it is written, the reproaches of him that reproached thee fell on me." And so Christ did not please himself. Christ did not come just to live for himself and live in a world all by himself. Even so it is with us. We don't live by ourselves, but we live in a world that's full of people, and we have influence on those that are around us. Point number four. Someone would say, "Well, using tobacco may be a sin, but it won't send me to hell." I say, amen. That is true. Nothing will send you to hell except to reject Jesus Christ as your personal Savior. But I do want you to know this. The Bible says very plainly that you can lose your life, not your soul. You can lose your life by not accepting Christ as your Lord in this thing of using tobacco. This is a part of your life that you can lose. Is it the fact is, do you just want to get away with all you can get away with in this world and still go to heaven? I mean, is that your idea? You just want to sin all you can sin and still go to heaven? Well, you know, you're lacking something in the power of God and the knowledge of God and knowing Him as your Lord and Savior. You ought to get that straightened out, because when a person is saved, they automatically want to do everything they can possibly do to serve God. Not all they can do just to keep on sinning at all. Point number five. Have you allowed God to speak to your own heart, quietly withholding your own will in this matter until He has spoken? So let me ask you this. Have you ever prayed about your use of tobacco? The Bible said in the book of 1 Thessalonians chapter 5 and verse 22, "Quench not the Spirit." Are you listening to what the Spirit of God has to say to you in this matter concerning the use of tobacco? James chapter 4 and verse 17, the Bible said, "To him that knoweth to do good and doeth it not, to him it is sin." If you know that your use of tobacco is a sin before God, then you are condemned by your own knowledge. Romans chapter 14, verse 23 says, "Whatsoever not of faith is a sin." Do you really use tobacco by faith? Would you give this to God and let Him do as it pleases Him? Do you want to be a vessel unto honor unto the Lord? Would you be willing to turn this over to the Lord and say, "Lord, do with me in this matter as is pleasing unto you"? The Bible said in the book of Proverbs, chapter 14, verse 9, that fools make a mock of sin. I remember a man in my youth who called his daughter to bring him his cigarettes. And I'm talking about this is 35 years ago. And then she brought him his cigarettes, and she said, "Dad, you should not smoke." And he said, "Oh, these are just little sins. You know, they're just little coffin nails." And you know, this particular man died of lung cancer at a pretty young age. Fools make a mock of sin, just like that man did. But he lived to regret it. Let me ask you, what takes more real courage? To follow God or to follow the longings of our own bodies? I'd give you one last scripture, the book of Romans, chapter 8, verse 13. The Bible says, "Through the Spirit we mortify the deeds of the body." And certainly this is so. Well, we see that our time has gone away from us again today. We trust that this message has been a blessing and a help to you as we've gone through these five principles of the use of tobacco in the Scripture. We do invite you again to come to the services at the Independence Baptist Church and listen again next Sunday morning or another radio broadcast. Thank you now for listening.